Good evening and a warm welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the newest updates and professional insights in cybersecurity, presented by Heal Security. My name is Richard Simmons, and I am coming to you from London, ready to explore the crucial nexus between healthcare and cybersecurity intelligence. Today is Monday, the 15th of April, 2024. Join me as we navigate the intricate landscape of the digital world.
I am Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We are developing the Heal Security Desktop, a cutting-edge solution designed to deliver the fastest healthcare industry-specific cybersecurity threat intelligence. The Heal Security Desktop keeps a vigilant watch over an extensive network encompassing more than 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and approximately 645,000 organizations and vendors. This comprehensive monitoring ensures we're at the forefront of cybersecurity. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. By collaborating with us, you'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
In a significant crackdown on cybercrime, US and Australian law enforcement agencies have arrested two individuals for their roles in the development and distribution of the Firebird Rat, a malicious software designed for cyber espionage and theft. The FBI apprehended Edmund Chakmakchayan in the United States, who not only sold the rat, but allegedly provided customer support, while an Australian counterpart faces multiple computer offence charges. The arrests highlight ongoing international cooperation in targeting cyber criminals, as the suspects now face hefty legal consequences, including possible prison sentences of up to 10 years. In a notable policy update, the popular online publishing platform Medium will no longer allow articles created by artificial intelligence to benefit from their partner program, a move aimed at ensuring the quality and authenticity of content that earns through user engagement and membership fees. This decision comes amidst increasing discussions around the ethics and impact of AI-written material on the digital content landscape. Medium's new stance has sparked a wider conversation about the role and future of AI in content creation and monetization. Tax season alert. Cybersecurity experts warn that fake tax apps loaded with malware are increasingly targeting taxpayers and businesses. Krishna Vishnubhotla from Zimperium cautions that these fraudulent apps aim to pilfer user data and financial information. To ensure safety, users should only use well-known, trusted tax applications and remain alert for signs of suspicious activity. In the face of rising cyber threats, CyberHoots analyst Katie Bequetti recommends a five-step strategy to bolster cybersecurity for organizations. Steps encompass implementing employee training programs, conducting phishing tests, undertaking third-party risk assessments, appointing a virtual Chief Information Security Officer, CISO, and fortifying technical infrastructure. Bocchetti emphasizes that such measures are crucial to combating the human errors responsible for 90% of cybersecurity breaches. A new malware campaign targets developers through manipulated GitHub search results, with checkmarks revealing that attackers enhance the visibility of their malicious repositories using automated updates and fake stars. The attackers disguise the malware within Visual Studio project files, executing the payload upon project builds and carefully avoiding distribution to users in Russia. This campaign, marked by the employment of a conspicuous executable resembling the Keizetsu Clipper malware, aims to compromise cryptocurrency wallets and achieves persistence by scheduling daily execution tasks on infected systems. In a significant shift within the healthcare sector, automation and AI are set to significantly reduce costs, with savings projected between $200 billion to $360 billion each year. By automating routine tasks like scheduling and managing electronic health records, healthcare providers are able to focus more on patient care and complex medical cases. Furthermore, AI is enhancing proactive patient treatment and optimizing resource distribution, bolstered by connected platforms that integrate doctors, patients, and health records for improved, individualized care. In a groundbreaking use of artificial intelligence, researchers have developed a program capable of detecting signs of childbirth-related post-traumatic stress disorder from short narrative statements made by mothers. The AI model has demonstrated a high success rate in identifying women who are likely to be suffering from CBPTSD, offering a new tool for early and more efficient identification and treatment. This technological innovation could significantly alter the landscape of mental health care for the millions of women affected by this disorder globally each year. Microsoft has finally removed the compatibility hold on Windows 11 installations for devices with certain Intel Smart Sound Technology, SST drivers, which had been in place since the operating system's launch in 2021. The block was initially imposed due to concerns that affected systems could experience a blue screen error or issues with audio playback. Now, after 2 years, users with the once-incompatible Intel SST driver versions can upgrade to Windows 11, allowing them to benefit from its features and security improvements. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.